You're back with Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. Some South St. Louis City residents say they're being assaulted with foul odors, and they believe it's coming from across the river. Joining us now, Linda Weiner and Kathleen Smith of Breathe Better STL. Ladies, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Delighted. Good morning. Thank you.
One of you describe the smell for us, the odor.
So the odor for many of us smells like burning metal, or as I call it, burning iPhones. So it is a metal type smell, which is often late at night or very, very early in the morning.
Is it any other time during the day?
Rarely. It's almost always very early in the morning, very late at night, sometimes on very cloudy days. But definitely, and often on the weekends, but like after 10 o'clock at night and before, always before 9 a.m. If you walk your dog, those of us who walk our dogs in the morning, like at 6 or 7, we'll get hit with it a lot.
What are your concerns about that odor beyond just that it's unpleasant?
Well, we don't like calling it an odor because that makes it sound like you burnt your toast or something. This is more like it's toxic air is what it is, because it does make your eyes water. It does make your throat choke up. And people with asthma and other situations often can't even go out. And if it gets in their house, they have to leave. So it's not just an odor like something smells bad, like you left the bananas out too long or something. This is like it's a toxic chemical, and it smells to me, it smells like an electrical fire. And, you know, you don't want to be breathing anything that was, you know, that it's an electrical fire. So
yes, I think the word odor makes it sound less concerning than what it really is.
What do you think's the best word for it?
Toxic air.
Yeah. And once you've experienced this toxic air, what have you done about it? Who did you contact first?
So in 1923, in the summer, I was...
1923?
I'm sorry, 2023.
Linda's not really that old.
Not really, yes.
This has been some investigation.
That's right. I was outside in a nice summer night, and all of a sudden, my eyes started burning, and my throat felt itchy, and I was forced to go in. I went on to next door and just sort of said, anybody else experiencing this? And that's the beginning of the formation of the group Breathe Better St. Louis, because there were many St. Louisans, particularly on the south side, who said, yeah, I've been experiencing this.
Now, you have reached out to the US EPA, to the Illinois EPA, because you believe this is coming from some sites in the Metro East across the river, some industrial sites. What has your investigation tracked down at this point?
At this point, what we're focused on is this permit renewal for the hazardous waste incinerator in Sauget. But there's also a couple of chemical plants over there with probable emissions and some other things to look into. This permit renewal is on a timeline, so we're focused on it right now. But there are other sites over there that may be contributors to the problem.
Do you have confirmation, though, that it is that hazardous waste incinerator in Sauget? Has the EPA said, yes, definitely, that's where this is coming from?
Oh, no, the EPA hasn't said anything. Let's be real. No, they said nothing, right?
Yes, but what we do know is that there is an excess of nitrogen oxides that are being released because the incinerators in Sauget, 2 out of 3 of them, are improperly burning the toxic waste. So some of it is probably being emitted, that along with some particles.
Particulate pollution.
Yes. In particular, metals, lead, and so on. So we're not absolutely certain where it's coming from, but we do know that Sauget has been out of compliance, or rather Veolia has been out of compliance 4 times with EPA standards.
And those violation notices are up on our website if anybody wants to look at them. It's www.breathebetterstl.com, and just go to the documents folders. But there, you can also get them on the EPA website. It's just they're easier to get to on our website.
Correct.
Okay, so roll up your sleeves here. If the EPA is not helping you, are you prepared for, I have two questions. Are you prepared for a long, drawn-out investigation and possible fight here? And two, have any agencies come to your aid here? Do you have some help on this?
So, yeah, so DNR, Missouri DNR, is they like to point at the river and be like, it's not our game. So all the people breathing on this side of the river are having to rely on Illinois. Illinois has been, let me just say straight up, incompetent in dealing with this incinerator since day one, if you go back to 1988. And so on that note, the EPA is the one who actually permitted the facility, the federal EPA out of Chicago, which is a different EPA region than is in charge of Missouri. And the EPA region out of Kansas City they kind of say the same thing. They're like, we'll look at some of the guys on this side of the river, and there are a couple, but we're not going to look at anything across the river. So we're kind of in a no man's land in terms of that. We're also in a no man's land in terms of monitoring air quality, because, you know, those people who say, oh, the air quality today is X, Y, or Z. Well, those are based on 4 air monitors in St. Louis. And one of them's at Forest Park, and one of them's up by Hyde Park, and the other one's down south of Crown Dillette. So we're in a, like, no man's land.
Benton Park, McKinley Heights, Lafayette Square.
Soulard.
Yeah. We are all getting this toxic air, and there are no monitors set up to track it, so that the Department of Natural Resources, DNR, Department of Natural Resources, is either unaware or is perhaps choosing not to monitor where the toxic air is most problematic.
The thing that will keep us fighting is the children. There are people with kids who are just worried about them. There's a Boys and Girls Club over there that does a lot of outdoor stuff. There's a lot of parks. There's a lot of, you know, and Soulard Farmers Market is the closest thing with the public in it that's to this incinerator.
Linda and Kathleen, we're about out of time. I do want to ask you, though, have there been any similar complaints on the Illinois side close to, you know, where this is located from residents there?
Yes. Yeah, for decades. There have even been lawsuits, if you want to know the truth. So, yeah. Yeah, they've been doing a lot of fighting.
And recently, we've joined forces with them, because it's not just an Illinois problem. It's also a St. Louis problem. It's a metro problem. So we plan to keep fighting. We will be in contact with our senators, our representatives. We understand that partly we're going to need to address the Environmental Protection Act, the Clean Air Act, which has many loopholes that have allowed the toxic air to continue to be pumped out in the St. Louis area and, you know, in the United States. So there are some loopholes we'd like to try and get addressed.
Linda and Kathleen.
I'm sorry, Megan, but if you want to help out, we're having a meeting tonight. So
yeah, that's just what I was going to say. Breathe Better STL is the group. The next meeting is tonight, 7 p.m. at Epiphany UCC Hall and on McNair. Linda Weiner and Kathleen Smith, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KMOX.
You guys have a great day. Thank you.
You as well. Mm-hmm.